fucking autograph. They want to hurt me.
charts. That was Gayance with Janet King and Hwa Lee. That was Clout Chaser's Anthem from Gayance's album Masquerade. This week at number six, Debbie Friday before that with So Hard to Tell. Atsugo Chiba still in the charts this week. We listened to Seeds from Water, It Feels Like It's Growing. Bridal Party, a banger from them. That was called Cool Down, and Always a single from their album Blue Rev called After the Earthquake. This week at number 10. Moving into the number five slot, we've got Begonia from the album Powder Blue. We're going to listen to Cold Night from her, followed by July Talk with Spencer Krug, and we've got Certain Father from July Talk's latest release, Remember Never Before. Amazing album. You should get a hold of it. And then Afternoon Bike Ride after that at number three with Before We Don't Have Time from their album Gloss Over. So, yeah, here's Begonia right now on the charts at number five, Cold Night.
There's no use in cutting me loose yet. I beg you, don't leave me behind. Some faces you must forget, but baby, please not mine. On a out of my own skin, or maybe just my mind. A skeleton, some bones, with nothing left inside. On a cold. We'll be right back. get out of town, nobody cares. How does it love into the peaks? How does it love into a dream? Lie in the grass under the sun, together once in a one. Together once in a one. Together we don't have to say.
And you're still listening to the charts. That was Afternoon Bike Ride this week at number 3. And that was Before We Don't Have Time, July Talk with Spencer Krug with Certain Father. Before that, at 4 and at 5, we had Begonia with Gold Knight from her latest release, Powder Blue. Coming up next, U.S. Girls has shot right to nearly the top of the charts. We're going to listen to them at number 2 with a song called Screen Face from their album Bless This Mess. And guess who's at number 1 again for the 4th week in a row? We've got Andy Schaaf from his latest release, Norm. We're going to listen to Paradise Cinema. Thanks for tuning in to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. It's a pleasure to always be with you every single week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This is not a date, so what should we call this? Your face on my screen, my face on your screen. Your phone is dying, and I'm dying too.
You could. this is a date. My screen is not your face. I'm tired of holding you. I'm tired of propping you up. Your phone is dying, and I'm dying too. I'm dying to touch you. I'm dying to be in the same.
Bird Note. You might think the first bird species that humans raised in captivity would be a relatively small one, like a chicken. But evidence suggests that people in New Guinea reared the cassowary, often called the world's deadliest bird, as much as 18,000 years ago, long before the domestication of chickens. The remains of cassowary eggs and bones at archaeological sites in New Guinea indicate that people gathered the eggs, possibly allowing the more mature eggs to hatch into chicks. All cassowaries possess fearsome, sharp toes that have been known to kill or seriously injure humans. While northern and southern cassowaries can reach heights of 5 feet or more, the dwarf cassowary stands just 3.5 feet tall. Researchers suspect that by collecting nearly hatched cassowary eggs, probably from the dwarf cassowary, people could have easily reared their chicks. Today in New Guinea, captive cassowary chicks become imprinted on their human carers, allowing people to raise them to adulthood. Cassowaries may not be the cuddliest of birds, but people found a clever way to live beside them long ago. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories, and stunning photos every Friday morning. Visit birdnote.org to sign up today.